very, very familiar scripture. I'm going to be reading probably in about three places. And you follow with me as I try to get into this. I'll tell you where I'm going. 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel. We'll start with the 16th verse. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that ye might abide with, that he might abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and ye and the world see me no more. But ye see me, because I live. Ye shall live also. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ live in me. And the life which I now live, in the flesh, I live by the Spirit. I live by faith of the Son of God, who lived, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, you know, the Bible said that he would be with us. He would go with us. And today we're going to look back into the Word, and the Bible said that he said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I will come to you. I'm glad that one day the Lord came to me. I'm glad that he delivered my soul out of bondage, of sin. You know, he said, the world cannot see me, but cannot receive me. They know not of me. Neither can they understand what you understand. Because he live within me. You know, I'm glad for the other comforter, which come to me. You know, the Holy Ghost, that had to say, when he come to the world, and he comes to me. You know, today, we suffer many things in this world. The Bible said, he said, I will come to you. You know, whenever so many times in life, I know that there's many that are round about us. Maybe it's under the sound of my voice. How that when we were sick, how that we was down, in trouble, and the Lord appeared, delivered us from the bondage, whatever was come to us, whatever was dragging us down. You know, he will come to you in mysterious ways. He will come to you if you're sick, you're in trouble. I believe Solomon David, said, he's the sorrow of death. Compass me. Listen, the pain of hell. Get hold upon me. I said, then I cried, and that unto the Lord. Oh Lord, I please see. I deliver my soul. I can see today through of the people that I come in contact with. I get sick. I don't have no hope. I'm much in this land. It was a marvelous scene. The Lord appeared, and they pop out of their sickness. I maybe go a little bit further. One day, the death, I will come. I will never have to feel the pain of hell because He lives within us. We live not ourselves, but we live in the faith. Day after day, I hear people say, it seems like I just go as far as I can go. I listen, the Bible said, faith. Is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I can see the evidence that God is still with us whenever things happen, the storms of life come, and we listen, we trust the Lord with all of our heart. We're crucified with Him. Therefore, He liveth within us. I listen something that the world cannot see, the world cannot receive, the world cannot even know about. The thing that we feel in the day. I listen that we want to do the things that we want to do, but we can't do them if the Holy Ghost don't encourage us to. But we know today, if the Lord, Spirit of the Lord, touches us, and we quench it, we quench it down, and it can have rule of our life, then the Lord is not pleased. If He can take over our life and use us for His glory.
Amen.
I don't know about you. I don't know what kind of trouble you've been in. I don't know how close you come. You come past death. No doubt, sickness come to you. But listen, death come past you for a little while. Then hell, get hold upon you. Because you cried out unto the Lord. He delivered your soul. And you're on your way to heaven and glory. Because we live within you. The world cannot receive what we receive except through repentance.
Yeah.
How the world cannot receive the blessings that you've seen happen here this morning except the glory of the Lord come down. I listen and feel us and we deliver what the Lord has for us to do. But you know, people, shut the Lord out.
Yeah.
He comes to you. Death compass you. Hell compass you. But we keep it bottled up.
Yeah.
We don't give the Lord the praise that we ought to give Him. We don't give the Lord the honor that we ought to give Him.
Right.
What do? We crucify Him again.
Right.
All over because that we're backwards.
Yeah.
And this morning, I said, I will come to you. I can see the evidence. Many people, how the Lord has come to them, appeared to them, and helped them out of their trouble, and out of their problems. I brought them up. I restored life into them, brother. But we sat down. I don't know if you're ashamed. I don't know if you're afraid. I do know one thing. The Lord deserves our praise, and that unto Him. And we sat down on Him, and we preach the Spirit. It is not pleasing the Lord. And the next time, He may let you go. Right. Listen. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I've seen people, it seemed like they was on the deathbed. I seemed like no hope for them. But listen, all of a sudden, Jesus appeared and brought them out of sorrow. I brought them out of trouble. I we ought to be praising the Lamb of God because He lives within us.
Amen.
And we got that right.
Yeah.
Brother Eric. He had that right. I said this morning, will you let it go? If the Spirit comes upon you, will you let it go? I say unto you, if you have had sorrow, you face the chilly fingers of death, and He's brought you through it, will you not be ashamed? Can you glorify the name of God? Who takes credit for that? Some people give us a doctor down the road. But Jesus appeared.
Yeah.
Appeared.
Yeah.
With a healing hand. Reach your way down below the bottom, lift you up. My, me and Eric, we gathered with Brother Bob the other night, anointed him. He's here today. He looks a lot better today than he did the other day. Amen. My. And the next night, we went anointing Brother Gary's mom. The next day she was a lot better.
Amen.
Brought her out. We ought to give God the praise for all this. Instead, we just shut her mouth and let it go by. How sad whenever God is, He made a way. The plan of God's salvation. He said, and I will be there. I reminded me one night He was on the mountaintop. I listened in the fourth watch of the night. But His disciples, they was in the midst of the sea. And they was in a storm. They was in trouble. I listened. But He went unto them walking on the sea. Brother, I know that a lot of times in my life, I can see the evidence that the Lord was walking the heels of my soul, blessing me, and I wouldn't even give Him a credit for it. Oh Lord, help me. We stand in need of minding the Lord.
Yeah.
Giving Him the praise and the honor. Well, preacher, if the Lord ever comes down and slaps me upside the head and tells me to testify, I will. I'll be the first one to stand up, buddy.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't even do that. You'd find some kind of excuse to give the Lord a praise. That's the reason I said, let's pray. Ask us. Pray that we be more bolder to mind the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit dwells with us to lead us and guide us. But Jesus said, I will come to you. How many times you stop and think back over just a year's time, and you could probably tell me times that you could see the evidence. One day, Jesus appeared to me and helped me out of all of my trouble. Does He get glory for it? Sometimes. Listen, we ought to be a happy people.
That's right.
We ought to be a people that He come to and be glad to come to because He's going to get praise.
Mm-hmm.
I can see down through the scripture where people was in trouble. The old agent, he was in trouble. The community didn't want nothing to do with him. Jesus wanted something to do with him. Jesus went to him. He said, Jesus, what have you got to do with me? Listen, when Jesus commanded the evil spirits to come out of the man, and And they found him clothed and in his right mind. Oh, he wanted to go to be with Jesus. He wanted to go with Jesus, follow him. But Jesus said, no, you go home to your friends, to your family. You tell them what great things that God, the Lord has done for you. He don't expect no less than me and you to tell people, to give him glory for everything. So, you got this few scattering words this morning. He said, I will come to you. What do you think, preacher? I didn't see him. I didn't see him either, boy. I felt him right there. I didn't see him. But one day I'll see him. I can feel Jesus all around me. The Holy Ghost all over me. Why? Because he come to me. He come to me. And he come to you in sickness and sorrow, disappointment, whatever's going on with you. When you kneel down and pray, Lord, I'm in trouble. You know something? There was a man come to Jesus and said, my son is sick. And Jesus said, I will come to your house and heal it. No, Lord. He said, I am not even worthy of you coming under my roof. But if you'll just speak the words, my son will be healed. He don't have to appear in a great big something. He's humble and meek and lonely in heart. He wants his people to lift up his name because of what he's done for them. Has he ever done anything for you? Is he worth lifting up in testimony, telling the world about his saving grace? You have a few scattering remarks. You might have got a word of testimony. What's the Lord done to you? Is it worth telling people about? How about it?